In April of 1996, Afra Harnoy entered the world-famous Abbey Road Studios in London with the London Philharmonic Orchestra to record an iconic piece of music, Edward Elgar's Cello Concerto. Unfortunately, shortly after that event, the end result did not end up where it was supposed to be, and it was not released to the public. In fact, the whereabouts of the recording went unknown for years. Early in 2022, after some diligent searching, the lost recording was located, and it's now been released paired with Harnoy's remastered recording of the Edouard Lalo Cello Concerto on the Sony Classical label. The 1996 Abbey Road sessions were edited by Afra's longtime collaborator, producer, and husband, Mike Harriott. He used the session notes of recording producer Andrew Keener as a guide. Elgar and Lalo Cello Concertos Rediscovered and Remastered. This lost archival release follows a trio of records that Mike Harriott and Afra Harnoy have released from their home studio in Newfoundland. Mike Harriott and Afra Harnoy, welcome back to the New Classical FM.
Thank you, Mark.
Great to see you both.
It's been a long time.
You were just here for, by the way, Portrait has been a fan favorite. We get requests for it.
Oh, excellent.
Quite often, and I know it's sort of part of a trio that the two of you have put together over the years, so congratulations again. We've enjoyed
so
playing
much.
It.
Thank you very much.
Really, really nice, and I know it's something you'd love to put together. So, Elgar and Lalo, let's talk about it. Tell us about finding these 1996 Abbey Road tapes. What happened here?
Well, as far as I know, there was a changing of companies and...
Beware the changing of management.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
And all of these things just temporarily disappeared, and we spent years kind of searching all different... all different directions, and eventually it was found in the storage of a former associate.
Okay.
And we were so excited to know that these unedited masters were there.
Was it something that was on your mind for a long time? Did you always just...
Always, because we were
trying to track it down for years now.
Since
you and I have been together the last 6 years, we've been trying to track it down.
And I remembered that the sessions at Abbey Road, working with Andrew Keener and the London Philharmonic, I remembered it being so moving and so amazing. And it was, you know, one of the last times I had my mother around. She passed away from leukemia. And then it was kind of really special that she was there. And it was so sad for me because, you know, it was...
Of course.
To kind of recreate that exact... We were actually thinking of recreating that exact scenario again, but luckily that is preserved.
Yeah, and it's also a portrait of you as an artist at that time in your life, which is wonderful. Because I'm curious, I'd love to know a little bit about your relationship with Abbey Road.
I've recorded many things at Abbey Road Studios, and it's quite amazing. I mean, it's a wonderful studio, and also staying in the apartment where the Beatles...
And you've recorded a little Lennon-McCartney material in your time.
Yes, definitely.
So sort of nice correlation there. I mean, is it as functional as we imagine? Is it, how does it feel to be
in that space? Oh, definitely. I mean, I recorded in the big studio, which, you know, a full orchestra can fit in. And it's kind of like the ghosts of everyone who was there.
Yeah.
Kind of feel that energy. It's really exciting.
So you mentioned Elgar's Cello Concerto, and we often look at, of course, the Jacqueline Dupré recording of 1965, and that was the case for you, Opera, where you actually were in a master class with her and actually got to spend some time. Is that right?
The first time I met her, I was actually about 8 years old, and I met her in Toronto. She was performing, I think it was Massey Hall.
Okay.
I was floored. I mean, as an eight-year-old who was learning how to play the cello, this was an amazing, amazing experience for me. And she kind of became my god of the cello at that time. But I remember I drew a picture of her and I brought it back to her backstage, and she was really, really sweet. And I had such great memories from that experience of hearing her and meeting her. And then the next time I met her, I was about 14, and she was already in a wheelchair and unable to play, but she was... narrating Peter and the Wolf at Royal Festival Hall.
And
my parents actually took me to see her so I could get over the shock of seeing her in a wheelchair at that performance, because soon after that I was going to have master classes with her. And, you know, I left that concert and cried and kind of came to grips with the fact that she couldn't play anymore. But having master classes with her, I mean, she was vibrant and enthusiastic and singing and really great to work with.
And I think... you know, just being around that person and feeling their energy, that can mean a lot. And it actually speaks to the famous recording and so on. And so they can mesh that way. I mean, why is it such a beloved piece for performers and audiences alike? What is it about that piece that resonates the way it does?
Well, from what I understand, Elgar wrote this. He was heartbroken about World War I.
Right.
And you can feel all the passion and heartbreak and sadness in this work. And I've never listened to it or played it without crying.
Right.
I mean, it has so much emotion. And sadly enough, apparently, when it first...
I don't think it was very popular.
Came out to the it wasn't popular at all.
No.
And it was Jacqueline Dupré's recording that basically launched her career and brought this concerto to everyone's attention.
And now one of the most famous works.
Oh, it's the one of the war horses of the cello repertoire.
Yeah.
And I love performing it and listening to it.
If you're just joining us, Mike Harriott and Ofer Harnoy are back here at the Oasis with the exciting story behind the release of an album that was thought to be lost. Elgar and Lalo's cello concertos recorded at Abbey Road in London. The tapes were found, and the project is now out on Sony Classical. And let's hear a moment. So, Mike, you had to work your magic to edit this project. Take us through what you had to do to put this together. I know you were looking at notes and you had raw tape, and that's a place to start.
Well, one of the fortunate things, I mean, in 1996, multi-track recording was possible.
Right.
But Tony Faulkner, who was the engineer, the recording engineer at Abbey Road for those sessions, mixed right live off the floor. So it was stereo recording. So I only had two tracks as opposed to 60 or 70.
Sure.
To sift through. Standard for this kind of recording, they did, I think, three full takes of each movement. The concerto was recorded over 4 days, and then there would be little punch-ins. Somebody shifted a, dropped a thing or coughed or whatever, and or, you know, a trombone player dropped a slide or somebody played something out of tune or whatever.
That's a great reminder for the audience right now. When something like that does happen, you can, especially in those days, you could punch in a little fix.
You know, now we can see it on a computer and you can edit, you can make the cut very precise.
Right.
But for a long time, people that were editing recordings were dealing with tape.
That's right. I started my career splicing tape, cutting tape.
Going back and forth and finding that magic spot, making a diagonal cut, and then putting stuff in, and then the whole bunch that ends up literally on the cutting room floor.
I remember cleaning it up in my first days in radio. It was like a bunch of spaghetti.
Yeah exactly. Yeah. So when I had to clean up the sessions for this, I just had to dump in the little garbage can on my screen, you know.
Yeah.
I can say that I now have deep and intimate knowledge of the Elgar cello concerto because I've listened to every second of it many times, just making sure that we have the very best representation of the music. And Offer was there with me in the studio as we worked on this, and a lot of times she would say, well, I prefer this take to that take because I feel that this expresses more what I was, you know, we're more together with the strings, or more together with the percussion or that kind of thing. So I
love that this project, it still is able for the two of you to work together because you've worked together a lot over this last 5-6 years. And so the fact that the two of you were able to team up on this one as well is pretty great.
Ofra has the ears. She hears everything. I rely on Ofra's ears. And
sometimes it's a personal thing too, because there could be a phrase and I want it to be held in a certain way. And it's just as fine as another take, but it doesn't have that magic that I want to express.
And I just love that nuance, and that's what makes a great recording, I think. Tell us about the Lalo concerto.
Well, the Lalo is a beautiful, it almost sounds like movie music. I mean, it's so dramatic and so full of life. Hearing it kind of remastered, I mean, I have to mention that we were so thrilled to have Ron Searles work with us again to master these recordings, and he did it with the Dolby Atmos, which when you close your eyes, you actually feel the music surrounding you and you can feel where the placement of each person in the orchestra is.
Beautiful.
It's unbelievable.
Relatively new technology and really beautiful. And
yes.
It's part of the sort of release spectrum we see these days.
So, absolutely. Yeah. And hearing the Lalo remastered this way, it just makes it so breathtaking. So I think it's a beautiful pairing with the Elgar concerto.
Let's hear a moment right now. So moments from the Lalo Concerto, Afra Harnoy in performance. So the two of you, I know this is sort of a stop here in Toronto. Home is Newfoundland. That's where you've done a lot of recording over the last 5 years. And are you off somewhere else right now? Is this a stop on the road?
We actually have suitcases here in the studio because we are off.
We hope we can stay here for a couple of days.
Well, you just camp out right here. No problem. Yeah.
We're actually off to the airport to go to London to be there for the release of this album.
It's a big deal. This is exciting.
Yeah,
social media thing.
So if we want to actually be at Abbey Road Studios, and I'm going to meet the producer who I haven't seen for many, many years, who was there at the session, and, you know, meet him for a pint at a local pub and have a little chat with him. And we're very excited.
And a big congratulations to both of you, and enjoy London for the big release of this.
Thank you, Mark.
Thanks a lot, Mark.
Great to see you both. Let's listen. Elgar and Lalo Cello Concertos rediscovered and remastered, as we've just heard about it. It is Afra Harnoy and the London Philharmonic Orchestra here on the New Classical FM.